Let's sing now in Psalm 68. We're continuing from last time, and we're going to pick up the singing at verse 11. Verses 11 to 15, Psalm 68.
The Lord himself did give up on the word abroad declared. Great was the company of them, the saints of
Read some verses in John's Gospel, chapter 19. John's Gospel, chapter 19. Then Pilate therefore took Jesus and scourged him, and the soldiers plaited a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they put on him a purple robe, and said, "Hail, King of the Jews." And they smote him with their hands. Pilate therefore went forth again and said unto them, "Behold, I bring him forth to you, that you may know that I find no fault in him." Then came Jesus forth, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple robe. And Pilate said unto them, "Behold the man." When the chief priests, therefore, and officers saw him, they cried out, saying, "Crucify him, crucify him." Pilate said unto them, "Take ye him and crucify him, for I find no fault in him." The Jews answered him, "We have a law, and by our law he ought to die, because he made himself the Son of God." Let us pray together. Heavenly Father, whenever we read or hear the gospel, we are always drawn back to the crucifixion. All the teaching of the apostles, the teaching of Christ, the teaching of the prophets, all point to this one big cosmic event, the greatest thing in the whole of the history of the universe, when God's Son made himself to be sin for us. God made him sin for us. He who knew no sin. We pray that as we think of the gospel, we would never divorce the gospel from the immolation of Christ and the resurrection that should follow and the glory. And that we would always keep in mind, O God, that the gospel is not many things about many things. It's really only about one thing, looked at from different points of view, explained in so many different ways, with so many implications and applications, so many different prophecies, so many practicalities, but only one thing, the good news of God reconciling a sinful world, forgetting and forgiving the sins of all who belong to Christ. The gospel is always good news from whatever angle we care to examine it. And however poor the preaching of it may be, if it is gospel preaching, it is good preaching. And we pray, Heavenly Father, that we would always value the gospel as being the most important thing in our lives, because it was the most important thing in the life of Christ, and it still is the most important thing to him as he applies the gospel ever living to make intercession for all who come to God by him, and sending his church out into the world in order to make disciples of all the nations, and the promise that he will be there to ensure the success and the vindication of his cause, that it will never be obliterated or destroyed. It will always be ultimately seen to be the power of God unto salvation. And so as we gather here once again, Heavenly Father, under the gospel with the authority of Christ to gather, we are reminded that he has promised ever to be, always to be in the midst, even where only two or three are gathered together. And so we pray that we would not despise small numbers, that we would not despise two or three, because wherever there are two, we know there is another one present. And wherever there are three, there is another one, and always another one. And so, Heavenly Father, help us now to pray for the preaching of the gospel. And we think also of the other congregation gathering in this building at this time, professing to worship God. We pray that the blessing of God's gospel would be upon them and us as they try also to bear some witness to Jesus Christ, perhaps in a way different to our way. But if it is gospel, it is good news, and we pray God's honoring their gathering now. We remember those who cannot be with us. We know of some who are occupied. We know some who are unable to gather because of illness. And we do remember them, and we know that they also remember us. So, Heavenly Father, help us to remember our own gathering, but also the gatherings everywhere throughout the world in this increasingly vast complexity of a world, in this world of increasing tension and danger, tragedy, a world that is filled with mourning, filled with widows, filled with fatherless and motherless children, filled with graves that are filling up. And we pray for this world that it would heed and hear the gospel. And after 2,000 years, this gospel would be even more clearly, more accurately, more fervently, and indeed more frequently proclaimed. So, Heavenly Father, be with us as we try again to be with God and to be with Christ, to have fellowship with our great holy God, and to have fellowship one with the other. And for this purpose we gather, O God Most High. This is our prayer now for God's glory, through Jesus' name. Amen. Let us read in some verses in John's Gospel, chapter 12. John's Gospel, chapter 12. And we're going to read from verse number 27. Now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause I came unto this hour. Father, glorify thy name. Then there came a voice from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. The people therefore that stood by heard it and said that it thunders. Others said an angel spoke to him. Jesus answered and said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sake. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. This he said, signifying what death he should die. The people answered him, we have heard out of the law that Christ abideth forever. And how sayest thou the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man? Then Jesus said unto them, Yet a little while is the light with you. Walk while you have the light, lest darkness come upon you. For he that walketh in darkness knoweth not whither he goeth. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may be the children of light. These things spoke Jesus, and departed, and did hide himself from them. But though he had done so many miracles before them, yet they believed not on him, that the saying of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he spoke, Lord, who has believed our report? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? Therefore they could not believe, because that Isaiah said again, He has blinded their eyes, hardened their heart, that they should not see with their eyes, nor understand with their heart, and be converted, and I should heal them. These things said Isaiah when he saw his glory and spoke of him. Nevertheless, among the chief rulers also many believed on him, but because of the Pharisees they did not confess him, lest they should be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the praise of God. Jesus cried and said, He that believes on me believeth not on me, but on him that sent me. And he that seeth me seeth him that sent me. I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness. And if any man hear my words and believe not, I judge him not. For I came not to judge the world, but to save the world. He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day. For I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me, he gave me a commandment, what I should say and what I should speak. And I know that his commandment is life everlasting. Whatsoever I speak, therefore, even as the Father said unto me, so I speak. And so on. I think I've got some notices here somewhere. Yeah. We'll just remind you of the following notices. The morning service, the Lord's Day morning service, 10:30 a.m. That will be a recorded service, available online at the time by telephone, and later on from the web if you wish to listen. The afternoon service, of course, at 4:30 again, next Lord's Day in the theatre where we were last time. I think that's about it. Well, let us sing further to God's praise and glory in Psalm 68, and we shall sing from verse 16 to 18.
What do you think, mountains high?